But now, Britain's Glastonbury Festival kicked off this week, arguably Europe's most famous and most celebrated music festival. The area of farmland in Somerset, southwest England, is hosting a jam-packed weekend of music, arts and culture. The festival's hippie ethos brings together people from all walks of life, offering what it describes as a beacon of hope and aspiration. This year, it also celebrates a very special anniversary. Daniel Finnan reports now from Worthy Farm.
Happy birthday to Yeah! Happy birthday to you.
Glastonbury Festival celebrates its 40th birthday this coming weekend. In 1970, Michael Evers, a humble farmer, opened his fields to just over 1,000 people, charging them £1 for entry with free milk from his cows. Now in 2010, after singing Happy Birthday, musician and Glastonbury old-timer Billy Bragg says the festival still has that special something.
It's quite... to be at the one festival that does still have that activist edge. Ourselves up in the left field, we're very happy to take our place on what we refer to as the red edge of this festival, our tradition.
Over the weekend, acts such as Gorillaz, Muse and Stevie Wonder will entertain the masses. Here's what some of the 150,000 people had to say about one of Europe's largest festivals.
Glastonbury's just fantastic.
I live when I'm in Glastonbury. I'm just sleeping the rest of the time, you know. It's just the greatest festival you've ever been to.
It's like a home from home to me. I'm used to cows and stuff, so it's great. And I'm really enjoying the fact that there's a lot of people here and they're all having the same amount of fun, and it's nothing like my normal life.
One of the performers at Glastonbury this year is crazy beatboxer and producer Beardy Man.
Related to Glastonbury.
He gave us his take on the toilet facilities and the corporate takeover of most musical events.
Glastonbury means inconvenience and stress and poo and mud and rain, but also joy and redemption and lots of music and things which I can't mention on the radio. I'd say it's decidedly anti-corporate, Glastonbury, in essence. It's largely just a huge art space, and there's loads of like campaigning boards about all kinds of issues all over the site. It's got hippie roots, and it definitely hasn't strayed far from them any more than most hippies have, if you know what I mean.
If you like mud, get here.
These Strumpets are a three-piece female trio armed with ukuleles and 1930s outfits.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels. Goody, goody.
It's their first year performing here. And before they took to the Croissant Neuf stage, they explained their special attachment to the event and the power of the ukulele.
Well, I'm Miss Velma Valentine. Glastonbury is very special to us because Miss Bettina Winters over here met her future husband here. Well, the ukulele, it's very popular right now, but in fact it was originally popularized in the 1930s, obviously by George Formby, but also by more glamorous people like Marilyn Monroe plays one in Some Like It Hot, and many other beautiful, glamorous young starlets.
Away from the music, you can find an assortment of arts and crafts to get involved in. Each arena is themed, and this year the Shangri-La area truly takes the biscuit if you're looking for the bizarre and crazy. Mad Max-style decor, futuristic artwork and characters add to an evolving narrative. One of the rebels, Joe, tells us the story of this repressive, controlled state.
Over the years since the overthrowing of the dictatorship, we've discovered that the community is now at risk.
Whilst trying not to giggle, Sarah, one of the organisers, urges people to be creative and get involved.
The thing is, it's this really immersive experience. You know, people are encouraged to dress up and come in and, you know, play a part in this sort of, like, story, in this theme, in this sort of film set environment.
So, with still no rain here in sunny Somerset, the weekend promises to be a real cracker. Glastonbury may be showing its age, but it's still one of the best festivals around. Daniel Finnan reporting for Network Europe, Glastonbury.